Are you an alpha male that lifts weights to impress other men, has loads of sex with ladies who may or may not be escorts, and sells a course on how other insecure men can be just like their daddy? Well, then you're probably familiar with your royal king, the pinnacle of alpha males named Wes Watson.
How do you have 600,000 in bills a month and still be buying dope-ass shit?
Wes Watson, that piece of shit.
If you don't know who Wes Watson is, then you're missing out on one of the most entertaining lolcows on the internet. I know this is a comedy channel, but I think it's indeed comedic that a troglodyte like this exists to entertain us on a regular basis in our internet sloptopia. In a digital landscape full of rage baiters and posers, it's refreshing to see sincere retardation with no ulterior motive. This is Wes Watson, YouTube's most embarrassing alpha male. Let's get started by establishing a timeline of who Wes is and where he came from. Wes Watson is a former convict turned influencer from the mean streets of San Diego, California. He's also a compulsive liar who is incredibly slimy with his fans and supporters, but we will crack open that egg later on in the video. Wes Watson initially built a following on YouTube by sharing incredibly graphic and brutally honest stories from his experiences in prison. When comparing clips from Wes Watson in 2019, versus 2025, it's a night and day difference. His tone and demeanor in his messaging were relatively calm and steadfast.
He starts saying shit about my form with the dips and we start getting into it. And I'm like, you really want to do this right now, my man? And he's like, yeah, what, you know? And so I say, okay, let's go in a cell, you know? And I had the block at the time, this was a 3 yard. So we end up walking over to my cell and I'm already heated, so.
This snippet was from the first video Wes ever shared on his channel back on July 11th, 2019, which blew up with hundreds of thousands of views and was met with a lot of positive reception from people who genuinely resonated with his message. People were saying things like how great of a channel he had, how Wes will certainly blow up in the prison YouTube community, and how captivating of a storyteller he was. The support wouldn't stop here though, as Wes would continue to upload many more videos sharing his prison experiences, and pretty much all of them would surge in popularity for how raw and simple the packaging of his message was. Wes would soon become a staple in the self-help genre of YouTube, which would lead him to growing over 500,000 subscribers and nearly 100 million total channel views. Wes built a reputation for his authenticity on YouTube and would eventually parlay this success into being a social media fitness influencer and life coach. But something changed along the way that a lot of people would notice very quickly. In the beginning, it seemed like Wes was legitimately most concerned with helping impact the lives of young men and branding himself while doing it, but he would soon make it abundantly clear that all he gave a shit about was money, clout, and copious amounts of steroids. On the No Jumper podcast with Adam 22 Men Inside My Wife, Wes gets asked about his reasons for getting into social media and life coaching and makes no bones about his intentions being completely controlled by vanity.
And you kind of knew that you wanted to be a content creator or what?
I just saw money on Instagram. I saw money on there. I saw the hashtags. I saw the way the photos were. I saw the positivity. I loved being positive. Like, I was negative my whole life. So if I could get, I want attention. Like, I'm people like me and you, like, we do what we do because we like attention. We'll be stars and we'll win because we want attention. A lot of people, like, they don't realize attention, this is the age of attention, and it's the greatest commodity. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here.
So Wes was no longer hiding the fact that he was just in this for the attention and cash. Wes Watson's content started to shift around a few years ago after the big cough took place, and there was a surplus of people on the internet watching YouTube videos. This was also around the time that guys like the Tate brothers and other masculine figures on the internet took masculinity and turned it into a brand to be sold online, so Wes fit right into this ecosystem. Wes talked less about his experiences in prison and more about how men should act to level up financially and change their lives. He also got angrier and went on more unhinged rants, which, if I'm being honest, are kind of funny from an entertainment standpoint. But as he pivoted away from the prison talk, his views would steadily start to decrease. He started showcasing expensive cars, a lavish Miami property, and an extravagant lifestyle, all with the intention of crafting an image to sell his life as a dream that you could obtain from purchasing his course. With Wes having having all of these things via rental, you think he'd finally be content and calm the fuck down, right? Well, you'd be mistaken. Wes would proceed to have a series of unhinged moments on the internet for everybody to laugh at, and this is where he certainly cemented his lolcow status. Fasten your seatbelts for this colossus of cringe, because it only gets worse from here. Eventually, Wes Watson would become a regular guest on big podcasts, such as the No Jumper podcast with Adam 22 inches away from the bed while my wife gets plowed by another man, also the Fresh and Fit podcast with Myron Gaines and Coconuts, and also many more where that came from. However, Wes frequented the Fresh and Fit podcast very consistently, given the location being right in Wes's backyard of Miami, Florida. This led to one of the most viral and cringe moments for Wes in the last year, where he would get in a verbal altercation with Andrew Wilson over what it means to be a man, and this really made Wes look like a complete and utter loser. Before the argument, though, Wes would be asked to define what success is to him, where he proceeded to go on a schizophrenic masturbatory rant about how if you don't measure up to his level of success, then you ain't shit.
My definition of success is across the board. If you're not ripped, if you're not rich, if you ain't rare, if you don't stand out, if you ain't across the board successful, it doesn't mean fucking shit to me. If you got straight tits and you're in your Rolls Royce, you look like a fucking clown to me. I'm just laughing at your dumb fucking ass. But this is the whole fucking point. You have a weakness. Change it, motherfucker. How the fuck are you going to lead people if you don't realize your weakness is their way out? They're not going to listen to you. You're sitting there possessing shit that they don't want to have. So, I mean, this is what people say. Oh, it's not about the money. It's about family, Wes. It's about this, about that. Motherfucker, when you're making money, it's about the money. When it's family, it's about family. When you're at the gym, it's about muscle. Whatever you're doing, it's about that. There's no black and white life. It's the gray area. You have to be good at everything. I roll in most rooms with successful entrepreneurs, and they're just, it's pathetic. They'll have like a before and after picture of their fitness shit, and their after picture looks like their before pic. And I'm like, motherfucker, you're not embarrassed of this shit? Like, you have enough money, and that's what you put out. You're that big of a pussy. What's rare mean to me? It means no vices. It means no drugs, no alcohol, no bullshit. You don't have to hide behind nothing. I mean, what's rich? I mean, you get to do what the fuck you want. I don't need you to be a billionaire to say you're rich, or other people, they'll see that even I rent my place. It's $95,000 a month. But they're like, you rent your place. It's like, you dumb motherfucker. You don't understand how to even operate at my level.
I'm sparing you guys by trimming this proverbial alpha male meltdown, but I can assure you if you watch the entire thing for yourself, you'll immediately reach for a hand cannon to blow your head clean off your shoulders. It's hilarious to hear Wes talk about being ripped, rich, and rare when I can find several other bald mongoloids who sound just as brain dead as him. Not to mention he claims to have no vices despite the copious amounts of gear pumping through his veins. Then after Wes goes off about how much better he is than everybody else, Andrew is asked to speak and says his definition of success is providing for a family and doing the best you can to support them, while also rejecting shallow materialism that doesn't serve to benefit your soul and add any depth to it. Pretty wholesome answer, right? Nobody could possibly get mad at that. Well, you haven't met Wes Watson.
My definition of success will probably be far different than everybody else's on the panel. I'll probably maybe be the lone dissenter, but my definition of success is having a family, having children, and being part of the apparatus of the world. And true wealth is a rejection of materialism. As Christ said himself, what good does it benefit a man to gain the entire world at the cost of his soul?
I'm just asking, do you have money?
I just thought, no, I'm broke. I'm a nobody.
No, but really you are?
Yeah.
Is he really broke?
Yeah.
If you ain't fit, you can't say it's not all about being in good shape.
Why not?
If you don't have money, you can't say it's not all about money.
Yeah, why not?
But if he does have money, he can say that.
Why not? Why can't you say that? Why must you have the thing
before you hang on?
Let me ask the question.
Because hypothetical is hypocritical.
Let me ask the question.
Hypothetical is hypocritical.
How do you even know what I was going to say before I've even been allowed to ask the question?
I know what you're going to say.
Then what was I going to say?
You're going to say, why can't you ask the question?
How come if I don't have X thing, because I don't value X thing, does that mean X thing is actually valuable?
You've never experienced it, so you can't speak about it.
You think that I haven't experienced wealth? Even poor people experience days of wealth.
I don't know who you are.
Even poor people experience days of wealth. And so the thing is,
Definitely not.
Why don't
look
you
at,
even
are
let
you
me
proud?
Get?
If you look in the mirror, would you guys say this motherfucker's proud of who the fuck he is? That's a bag of trash, dude. Pull your fucking shirt
off.
Tell me you're fucking proud of yourself.
Because I've been to in prison?
Jesus Christ,
because
look
I've been
at
to
you,
prison?
Bro. You got 10-inch arms and tits. Men don't have tits.
No,
guys.
They go to prison where they get
ripped
up the ass.
You've never been to prison. Look, that's what happens. Shit you don't know.
They go to prison where they get
now you get your ass beat in front of
everybody. You think that's better? You think that that's better?
Let's let him give his definition of success. And then
having tits and 10-inch arms is what a man is,
let's
you guys.
Let's let him
please
get
don't
his
listen to that. God damn it.
You're still whining. Stop whining.
That
you're
is
just
a product.
Argument.
Dude, I will smack your fat ass.
So you're going to attack straight up? You're going to attack me?
All right.
Nobody's whining.
Do you usually attack armed men in Florida?
Dude, all right. Look
let's
at
just
your goddamn self.
Okay, guys, well, guys,
I've
guys,
never
guys,
seen such a pathetic motherfucker. Okay.
Different guys on the
this
panel.
Is why most people don't invite me
guys,
places.
Guys. Different guys
yeah,
on the panel.
Yeah, we can tell.
Have different skill sets and different things that they bring to the table.
We could tell his tits are all jiggling. He's got like a half a fucking jelly donut.
Hey, bro, your toupee. It's still back there in the back. Go get it.
I shaved my head, you little
are you sure? Are you sure you
okay,
shave your
okay,
head?
Okay,
or?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you convinced yet that this dude's an insecure, utter fucking tool bag? I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. I don't know if it's the steroids or the fact that he's not actually 6 feet tall, despite repeatedly claiming to be.
I'm 6 foot.
But this was beyond insufferable to watch. Even if you don't like Andrew Wilson as a viewer, you can't ignore the blatant douchebaggery from Wes that makes Andrew look like a scholar by comparison. Like, bro, if you truly are happy with your life and you have everything you ever wanted, you probably wouldn't be this much of a fucking man-child over a slight disagreement with somebody else over a worldview. Then when he calls you a baldy, you threaten to beat his ass, but then immediately back off when he reveals he's carrying and could turn you into Swiss cheese instantly. This started Wes's transformation from a prison advice guru and influencer into an internet lolcow by giving him lots of negative exposure for being a self-obsessed, roid-raging adult baby who is obsessed with muscles and clout. This video would end up getting a lot of attention online from other YouTubers like Philion, Too Lazy to Try, and most notably Penguin Zero, otherwise known as Charlie. Charlie would make a video dunking on this pathetic display of performative masculinity where Wes feels the need to put down and bully people he perceives to be less successful than himself. Charlie's video would get millions of views and really unleash the floodgates of internet haters onto Wes, and also reveal to anybody who consumes content in the manosphere with a triple digit IQ that this dude was a complete fucking loser who should not be taken seriously. This video did a number on Wes Watson's reputation, but things would only get worse when he started to try and address all of his haters directly. Wes seems to not understand a fairly simple rule of the internet, that being to never feed the trolls. In a video released on August 28th, 2024, titled How Is It Possible? Prison Gangs, Wes Watson has a psychotic meltdown over a landscaper on his property using a leaf blower.
I'm gonna have to be extra loud, because in 2024, they still haven't made leaf blowers that don't make a crazy. How the f*** is that possible? Who the f*** likes this noise around their house twice a week to pay for it? Okay. F*** shut. Watch. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Well, there the fuck you go. 2 minutes of the video wasted. Because these motherfuckers just don't get that it's so fucking annoying to sit there and there's no possible way that that needed to be done at that level. This is fucking Miami.
This was actually wild to see. Does Wes not know that he could stop recording, delete the footage, and then start from square one? It's especially hilarious when he's the one who hired the landscaping crew to do their job, and then he has a roid rage meltdown over the sound that a leaf blower makes. Actually, maybe it was the person who actually fucking owns the property who hired the landscaping crew. But you get the point. He has to know how fucking stupid this makes him look, right? No? Alright, whatever. Imagine being this much of a slave to your ooga booga caveman brain that you can't control your emotions. Wes Watson might be more emotional than a teenage girl on her goddamn period. I also saw this funny post on the Wes Watson subreddit where somebody bought a leaf blower on Amazon and had it shipped to Wes Watson's house. Fucking hilarious, dude. I don't encourage doxing anybody, but I'd be lying if I said this didn't make me laugh out loud. There was also a clip from Wes Watson's story that was reposted on Reddit of him going off on an Uber driver who told him he shouldn't lose his temper on people. I'll let it play so you can have the full context.
This motherfucker, this Uber driver, he was just quiet the whole way as I just fucking laid into this idiot on the way here, because these people, they always just fucking insert their
f***ing advice into my life. And whatever me and the guy were talking about, I had to yell at the dude, tell him he's a f***ing dipshit and he's shut the f*** up. And then the Uber driver's like, you shouldn't let people get to you like that. I said, no, bro. No, bro. How old are you, dog? He said, 67. I said, you're an Uber driver at 67. Let's just go over the facts. You just picked me up at my $25 million house. You're dropping me off at my warehouse. Look inside there. I opened the garage. I said, there's Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis in there. That lifted truck right there is $600,000. I was like, you're an Uber driver at 67, bro. Look at your, let's just go past this, even this. Look at your physique. Look at your physical condition. And look at what you do for a living and where you're at. Why are you giving me any advice? All you should do is ask me what the fuck I do and how I did it. And you should realize that top people, the only reason a lot of you guys are not top people is because you don't yell at people. It's because you get yelled at. You're not the one who knows what the fuck they're talking about enough to say, no, motherfucker. It's done like this. I came out of prison and told all you guys out here, no, you stupid fucks. It's done like this.
So Wes assumes this guy is a loser because he doesn't rent a mansion and rejects materialism. Meanwhile, the dude probably has a wife, kids, and grandkids who actually give a shit about him and drives Uber to get out of the house. Maybe he doesn't have a mansion, but he doesn't get mad about fucking leaf blowers on the internet, so maybe he's more alpha than the internet's least favorite steroid junkie over here. The comments from this post on the Wes Watson subreddit would absolutely lampoon him for being a sensitive loser who defines himself by his material possessions and his physique, and a lot of these comments say it better than I ever could about why Wes, despite having money, is actually failing to meet the definition of wealth and abundance. The leaf blower fiasco would get covered by many channels previously mentioned who were blown away, no pun intended, at how much of a lunatic this guy was over pretty much nothing. And this would continue to increase the amount of trolls and haters that would screw with Wes and make him rage. There's also this hilarious video of Wes having yet another meltdown over the balloons that come on screen when recording an Instagram video. This one is actually hysterical to watch.
Second off, when you give someone wisdom, when you inspire them, when you give them a workable path that will change, fuck these balloons. Damn it. I hate that shit.
Dude, how are you gonna call yourself a real man when you lose your shit over some balloons popping up on your screen? Goodness gracious, this is insane. And he doesn't delete this. He actually posts it for everybody to see. Wes, I don't think you realize that you don't have to partake in this weird humiliation ritual you seem to be obsessed with.
You put a glove around it 3 or 4 times, you twist it up and you shove it up your ass.
Furthermore, Wes doesn't just feed the trolls, he also shits on the people who pay him and actually want to sign up for his course. There's a video that got reposted from his Instagram story where he does exactly this, and you can't make this shit up.
What are you guys doing? You don't even have 10 grand. You should be like, well, damn, how do you have 600,000 in bills a month and still be buying dope ass shit? I can't even pay for my lame ass shit and I have no savings. I'm a dumb f-. Go on to always say, hey, invest in me, believe in me, I'll be your best student. Motherfucker, ain't no best motherfucker. Doesn't have 10 fucking G's, doesn't have 100 G's, doesn't have an M to spend. You don't even got a credit card? Who the fuck should ever trust you? You mean you want to get to a position like you see motherfuckers like me have, and you don't have 100 grand liquid to spend on your business? All you losers and you dumb bitches, yeah, I said it. You guys don't ever want to give compliments up top because you want success to be what you're already did. So you're like, no, success is this. I'm like, let me guess. You did that? Oh, you did? Oh, cool, you're successful. Stop now, loser. You guys are fucking crazy.
I love finding these videos on his subreddit because you'll actually see a classic case of the subreddit turning on the person it was for. In the comedy world, people often cite the Fighter and the Kid subreddit as a prime example of this. I was shocked to see so many people that resonated with Wes's message before, but quickly jumped ship when they realized that moving to Miami and chasing fame and fortune destroyed Wes and completely ballooned his ego to the stratosphere. I guess when you use your reputation to scam the people that trusted you while simultaneously becoming an insufferable, out-of-touch prick, you're bound to become an internet lolcow. If being a loser on the internet and getting gadooshed by YouTubers wasn't bad enough, Wes also has a history of being a slimy, grimy scammer who has fucked over some of his audience, allegedly. One of the most noteworthy instances of Wes being slimy to his fans was from the Reddit user who goes by the Dutch Demon. Several other YouTubers have covered the situation with Wes, but it's worth retreading for the sake of chronology in this video. Dutch Demon had seen Wes's advertising for his business coaching program and reached out to him for more details about it. Wes invited him to do his $3,000 a month coaching course, but because Dutch was on a budget, Wes cut the price in half for him. That being said, $1,500 is still a lot of money to give such a massive douchebag, so this was still a really stupid deal for Dutch to accept. Wes took advantage of the dude, and it would bite him in the ass later on. All of these messages and screen caps document the process of him joining Wes Watson's program, so I'll leave the link below for your curiosity if you'd like to read the entire exchange from top to bottom. Then months go by, and Wes ghosts the guy, flakes on him, and whips him around multiple times. It wasn't until much later on that this dude realized that Wes had no intention of hopping on a call with him until he received the other half of the $3,000 that was originally pitched. So eventually this guy comes to his senses and demands a refund, but this would not come without jumping through a fuck ton of hoops. Given the months that had passed, Wes Watson's support team told him he was not eligible for a refund, so he was forced to go to his bank to intervene as a last resort. Wes and his team did not respond or cooperate with Dutch Demon's bank, so by default he received his money back. It's important to note though that he basically had his money stolen from this dude and did not receive what was originally agreed upon in the deal he made with Wes. While I do think this guy is a dumbass for trying to sign up for Wes Watson's coaching program and expecting really valuable information, he didn't even get on the phone with Wes and only got the funds from his bank as a last resort. Now if you scan his Reddit and look at videos on YouTube like this one by JD Delay, it becomes abundantly clear that this is not the first time Wes has used his reputation as a way to screw people over who trusted and believed in him at one point. These people thought they would get to speak with and learn from the guy in the old prison videos, not this loudmouth chode-having motherfucker. With all that being said, Wes would continue to torpedo his reputation until one big event would become the nail in the coffin for his reputation online and also his freedom from life in Pound Me in the Ass prison. Now with all of that preamble out of the way, we finally get to talk about the elephant in the room being how Wes Watson will likely be returning to prison soon, where his asshole will become communion to his new cellmates. Sorry, that's a bit graphic. I apologize. Wes Watson, being the pompous douchebag he is, talks a big game on the internet. So much so that he often takes it a step further and claims that all of his haters are little bitches and how he wishes they would come talk to him one-on-one in real life so that he could beat the living shit out of them.
So every one of you guys that wants to call me out, 6, 9 a.m. weekdays, 8 a.m. weekends, follow me out of the parking lot, okay? And don't rat and handle your business.
But what happens when somebody does confront Wes in real life? Over the last 6 months, a story has developed of somebody confronting Wes. Initially, it started with Wes breaking the story to the internet and framing it as the dude assaulting him, and it didn't go the way the other guy thought it would, and that the cops were taking care of it.
Well, you guys started warming up on leg day, and somebody pulled up, and it didn't go the way they wanted it to go. You'll probably see the details later, but
Wes described the guy as a 7-foot monster and claimed it was a clear case of self-defense. To be fair, compared to Wes, I'm sure everybody seems to be a 7-foot tall monster. However, given what we know about Wes and how full of shit he is, a lot of people doubted this story and assumed Wes was lying through his teeth. Turns out, he was lying. John Bravo has done amazing coverage of the story and many other details that have come out about Wes Watson over the last several months. Shout out to John Bravo Films, check him out and give him the credit he deserves. According to John Bravo, the dude who Wes fought was also on the spectrum, which makes the situation even worse. Then the footage came out that basically proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was not self-defense and that Wes and his three butt buddies went scorched earth on this guy. If it was self-defense, he could have hit him once or twice and defused the situation, but the unedited footage shows a brutal beatdown of the dude where Wes smacked him with a weight belt. Now the kid is stupid for doing this, no doubt. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, but it doesn't change the fact that Wes tried to lie about the situation to look tough. Wes even bragged about it online and used it to show how high and mighty he was. But he purposefully didn't show the footage of the 4v1 because he knew it would make him look like a pussy. Once the full footage was accessed by our boy John Bravo, the narrative completely shifted about the altercation, and it was revealed that the guy who got attacked was pressing charges against Wes Watson and his goons. With how viral the situation went, Wes would start getting a lot more shit from people in public, like this video of a dude trolling him at a Walgreens.
I'm that motherfucker. You look like that motherfucker, me too.
You ain't that dude.
I ain't that dude. No. You know how fast I could take you down? I don't look like that dude, but I am that dude.
Listen,
let me show
bro,
you
listen,
something.
Bro, listen, bro, listen.
Check this
listen,
out.
Bro, listen, bro. Go away.
Check this out. Well, why you gotta be rude?
Because honestly, bro.
Look, I'm saying nice car. You gotta act like I'm nobody.
Look it.
Who are you?
This clip is pretty funny because Wes looks like he's gonna cry when he's all by himself. Anyway, things would only get worse for Wes Watson after this, and the trolling from the grander internet would only get more intense. Wes would soon get arrested under charges of assault and battery. Initially, his arrest was filed under misdemeanor charges, but they were soon upgraded to felony charges shortly after his arrest on December 29th, 2024. He would be released shortly after his arrest, but then 4 months later on April 29th, 2025, he would be arrested again, and John Bravo would share this footage of him in court requesting bail.
If he comes to your gym, call the police. Don't engage, because if you get arrested for anything else, you'll be locked up in jail until your trial.
Okay, I just want to, just real quick.
Mr. Watson, please don't make any statements. You and I can talk about it. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Sorry about that. No problem.
I'll make sure your bond is arranged. Thank you, Your Honor.
It is pretty crazy to see Wes Watson apologizing and taking orders from another man like this. Doesn't he know that's beta male behavior? You're going to let another man tell you what to do? All right, I'll fuck off. His lawyer tried to claim that Wes Watson was defending himself and is protected by the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I'd venture a guess that the Stand Your Ground law doesn't protect you if you're instigating the fight and talking shit relentlessly on the internet, telling people to pull up and fight you, and then when they do, you and three other goons pile on the guy and brutalize him. But what the fuck would I know? I'm just a YouTuber after all. After Wes was released again, he would go on a stream with Jack Doherty and spout all sorts of lies about the arrest and the case, making himself look like an even bigger asshole than before, if that's even possible. We also saw Wes share key details about his case and how he is likely going to prison for 5 years while on a live stream with rapper Lil Pump.
Now they dropped my case from like 15 years on like two felonies to like 3 years, 3 to 5. Yeah, but I'm gonna keep trying to beat it, you know.
They're coming to you.
Yeah,
the bullshit where the guy wrote.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, that show's such bullshit, man.
I could beat it, but I mean, they just
ignoring.
They want to play games and
you guys tonight.
They want to drain a couple hundred bands from you.
I couldn't imagine being his lawyer and watching this. You'd probably have a fucking brain aneurysm. All in all, Wes knows he's fucked deep down, but tries to save face on the internet to keep the tough ex-convict internet persona up. As of right now, the last we know of Wes Watson's pending charges from the guy he and his goons brutalized is that they're all being sued for thousands and thousands of dollars. John Bravo covered these court documents in this great video. Because of it, we also know that Wes Watson was delivered a copy of the summons, complaint, and demand for jury trial at his house and refused to hire a lawyer and attend this trial for his civil court case. This resulted in no shit, a default ruling from the judge, which means that Wes already lost his civil suit and will have to pay the dude that he mauled at the gym. Just an absolute troglodyte in every way imaginable. Even funnier is this dude prides himself on being rich and making a lot of money, but very often the consequences of a default judgment in court are garnishing wages, levying bank accounts, and even placing a lien on property. All of this while the dude also has a pending criminal case that he's probably going to lose as well. This was a brief synopsis of some of the more recent Wes Watson lore, just to fill you in on how much of a piece of shit this guy was.
Piece of shit.
Thankfully, he knows how to hoop paperwork because he's probably gonna need it and be doing it again real soon when he returns to pound me in the ass prison. So you would think with all of this raining on Wes Watson's alpha male parade, he would actually humble himself just a little bit and try to rectify some of the bullshit he's taken part in. But no. In the midst of all of this legal trouble, Wes has made it known that he thinks UFC fighters are pussies that don't actually know how to fight. Yes, that's pretty much exactly what this buffoon said.
Pro fighters are pussies, okay? They're only good in the ring. People I know will not accept a loss, okay? If a pro fighter did his jiu-jitsu on him, then the guy's gonna come back and duct tape his family, okay? You don't wanna fuck with the wrong people. And the wrong people out here in the world are not pro fighters. You guys need to wake up. These are very big time squares. The people I grew up with and went to prison with, they don't give a fuck about a ring. They don't give a fuck if they're on camera. They don't give a fuck if they have to fucking live the rest of their life in prison. You will not beat them. They will not take a loss. You guys live in a fantasy world where pro fighters aren't the biggest squares on the planet.
If UFC fighters who go into a 1v1 match against the best fighters in the world are pussies, by this guy's logic, then what does that make him for fighting a mentally handicapped dude with a weapon and three of his goons behind him to help him out? By the associative property of mathematics, I think that makes you the biggest pussy in the world, but I could be wrong. UFC fighter Sean Strickland came out and said he beat the shit out of West for free, and of course West didn't respond to this. He's not going to pick on someone his own size. West also DM'd back and forth with UFC fighter Kevin Holland in this hilarious exchange that Kevin shared on his Instagram. Kevin Holland called him a pussy for not allowing everyone to comment and only limiting his comments to followers. And Kevin talks a little bit more shit and confronts West for being a big bad wolf online, but refusing to back it up with fisticuffs in real life. We already know that this guy doesn't want a fair fight, so of course he's not going to fight trailblazer Kevin Holland. Then before West blocks him, he makes a quick racist remark towards Kevin and says he's going to buy him a KFC gift card. And as of right now, that's all the Wes Watson lore I know of. So Wes's life just keeps getting worse and he keeps getting piled on by the internet, rightfully so. He's achieved a high position in the lolcow hierarchy. You gotta give it to him. In conclusion, this guy sucks and he deserves all of the shit and trolling he gets on the internet. He doesn't know how to shut his fucking mouth and it's all going to be used against him in court. Maybe I didn't rent a multi-million-dollar mansion in Miami, but at least I have autonomy to live my life the way I want and I'm not in prison. The good news is, if you're not locked up and you're secure in your life, you're already wealthier than Wes Watson spiritually. Anyway, if you all enjoyed this video, make sure to leave me a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel if you're new. This was a new type of video on my channel covering a dude who is a huge lolcow and outside the realm of the comedy universe, but hopefully it brought some new eyes to the channel. If you guys want more content from me, check out my second channel in the description below, but aside from that, I love you guys and I'll see you in the next video. Take care.